Hello, everybody. Elizabeth Johnston here of Own Your Creativity and the Memoir Summit. I'm really excited about this initiative. It's just been so exciting to put it together and to talk to all of these amazing writers and industry professionals who are going to be joining me on the Memoir Summit, November 14 to 16. And if you haven't already signed up to get your free ticket to this free online conference, then definitely go to memoirsummit.com to sign up, and you'll get all the info about that and how to access all the free talks. But today what I wanted to do is kick off the 21-day countdown, because there's 21 days until we start the summit. And so each day I'm going to come in here and talk about one of the talks and give you a little heads up of who is going to be participating and what to look forward to in terms of our talk. So today I wanted to talk about Camille Vangelis. And earlier I had posted a question in our group about whether you've ever been envious of somebody, and well, envious in just in general, but in particular about a writer, another writer. And David Jones, he posted already. Thank you for doing that. And starting breaking the ice, because probably most people are not going to want to admit that they're jealous or envious of another writer. And the way that David phrased it was actually really great, because it hit on how we can feel a little envious, but it kind of spurs us on to be better than we were before, you know? So I think that the kind of envy that David is talking about is something that could be actually potentially very constructive and positive. But I know that sometimes we feel envy that isn't positive or isn't constructive. And so this is the topic that I wanted to explore a little bit with Camille Vangelis. And she is the author of the novels Immaculate Heart, Mary Modern, Petty Magic. And for her book Bones and All, she was the Alex Award winner for that. She's also got an original guidebook called Moon Ireland. And then she's got this book of practical philosophy, which is called Life Without Envy, Ego Management for Creative People. And that's her most recent book, and her debut children's novel, The Boy from Tomorrow, is going to be coming out in 2018. Camille is also a certified vegan lifestyle coach and educator. But as I was saying, it was really Life Without Envy that I wanted to speak to Camille about in the context of the Memoir Summit, because oftentimes we do compare ourselves to other people and their success, and that can actually hinder our progress as writers. And so Camille struggled with this herself, and she ended up writing a whole book about it. And I thought that was just such a fabulous idea, because it's probably, as I said, something that we don't want to admit, but now, you know, Camille has brought it out into the open, and we can actually dive into it and really get a sense and a handle on how to handle those negative feelings. And so that's what we talk about in the interview. And her interview is part of one of the themes in the Memoir Summit is the theme of foundations, you know, writing foundations. How do you get started? How do you come up with ideas? And how do you maintain your writing practice? And envy can definitely interrupt that writing practice. So it's in that context and that theme that we're going to be talking to Camille. And yeah, so I'm really excited about that. Of course, Camille and I, we talk about other things too. She's really fascinating and a prolific writer as well. So you're going to love that interview. I'm just really excited for to share that with you. So as I said, if you're not already subscribed to the Memoir Summit list, then you want to get on that right away so you don't miss any of the updates. So that's memoirsummit.com. Thank you for being here, and I will see you tomorrow.